I'm here talking to Maximiliano Hernandez, who plays Silvio in what I think is one of the best films of this year, Sicario. Good morning, Max.
Thank God. Good morning, Ayla. Thank you so much. And you know what? I think, you know what? I think it was the reason why I like you so much. Because I think it's one of the best movies of the year, too. But the Hollywood Foreign Press Association did not think so.
We won't get into that.
Okay, good. Let's
talk about this film. That's, you know, there's some visual things in this film that I enjoyed. The music, the acting. Does it sound like I'm being a little biased here?
Maybe a little bit.
Your character Silvio, you know, we get introduced to him, and in your mind you're thinking one thing about who he is, and then you realize, well, this is a guy who's, you know, trying to survive and take care of his family. So what did you? I mean, when you approached Silvio, what were you going through for this character?
Well, you know what's funny is, like, I've been looking for a Spanish language character for a while, you know. And for me, it was important because I've turned down a lot of roles that I thought were, like, sort of, like, stereotypical, you know, Anglo or non-Latinos think that, you know, Latinos are.
Right.
And so I read this, and I was like, you know what, I did something about this guy, and he has heart, and what fascinated me about it was, like, is just his love of his family, and, you know, and the way it was presented in a different way, which is, you know, the whole idea of, like, my character was to show the heart of the people who are caught up in this web, in this net called the war on drugs.
Yes.
Which just sweeps up a lot of people. Many of which have no choice.
Yeah.
You know? Many of which have no choice, and I think it's very easy for people to paint with a very broad brush. But the truth is, there's so much fine detail in what goes on that you miss it if you just, like, say, oh, yeah, well, all those people are, you know, we've heard the rhetoric from, you know, presidential characters, you know, I don't even want to say candidates, I want to say characters.
Yes.
You know? Because, you know, they're painting up, you know, they're rapists and they're drug dealers and this and that. It's like, I mean, the majority of the people caught up in this have no choice. The people who are just trying to survive and and this is not in any way to sort of, you know, take any responsibility off of them, because of, you know, this is the war on drugs is just terribly played out and terribly planned, and it's just way too all encompassing, and you know, that's a whole other discussion. But
right.
In terms of the people involved, you know, there are intricacies to it, and there's complexities to this guy, and that's the thing that I liked about Silvio as well. That, you know, he was a complex character. He was completely conflicted in what he had to do, and what he wants to do, and, you know, and to me that was important, and that's why I was like, I gotta get this guy. I've gotta get him right. And for me, getting him right was to show how gray the story really is, and not just black and white, and how conflicted he is. You know, in doing all this, and to also show how run down. You know, he seems very run down in the film. You know, and I wanted that to be it. I wanted to be with this guy who's broken.
He definitely looked beat. You know, it was just sort of like, I mean, because it's true. There's so much gray area in this war on drugs and everything else that, you know, I mean, innocent people just get caught up because it's called survival.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. I mean, this is a perfect example, like, you know, people who come here. You know, people don't want to leave their countries.
No.
You know, first of all, it's warmer there. Why would you want to leave anywhere warmer? So somewhere colder. First of all, let's just address that. No one wants to leave a tropical paradise to come to, you know, smog And, you know, and people who don't understand them or don't want to know, you know, don't want to understand them, you know, people don't want to leave where they're from. They love where they're from. Their family, their friends, their land, everything is there. Their culture is there. No one wants to leave that. But, you know, when you're forced to, when you have been pushed, you know, and you will do anything like walk thousands of miles. I mean, yeah. You know, or traverse, you know, a train that a lot of people die on. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, or do anything. Or just sneak on a boat or do whatever you got to do. I mean, you know, it shows you like, hey, something's wrong. Like, we're trying to get away from something here. And this isn't just us. We're not on a pleasure cruise.
Right.
You know, this isn't a pleasure cruise. This is us trying to survive, us trying to make a better life in the way that many from Europe did 100, 150 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is just another form of it. This movie in particular is a scene in the film where these two buses, and the bus is about to take everybody back to the cart back to across the border.
Right.
And you just see old people, and you see young people, and you see these faces, and everyone's face has the same look, which is desperation.
Yes.
It's like they're tired, and they just want a chance. They feel like they don't have a chance where they are, so they need one. And that's just human. That's just a human condition.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this film illustrates that.
And hopefully now that the Blu-ray will be out next month, you know, hopefully more people will get a chance to see this film and appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah. And my goal is for as many, you know, Latinos to see this movie. I mean, I want everybody to see it, but I'm very proud of the film. You know, Benicio and I worked very hard to not meet, to make the characters as sort of complex and not this one-dimensional thing that's usually been done for these kind of drug movies. You know, we made a conscious effort to, you know, because me and I mean, before we started shooting, we were like, you know, some of this could come off as racist. You know, some of this could come off kind of like really racist. And I was like, you know, it's up to us. It's our job to show the image that we want to show, which is for him a really sort of pained human,
yeah.
A person with an enormous amount of pain and trying to find some comfort, and the comfort that he's found is in doing this. And of a person like me who lives in a constant state of fear and desperation and is, you know, totally on autopilot when it comes to trying to, you know, just make things feel normal for his son, mm-hmm. to feel like, you know, hey, we can go play soccer, or right. feel like, hey, everything is fine, Bobby's here, you know, like, to have those feelings that, you know, we worked really hard. So for me, for other Latinos to see this and know that it comes from that place and not just from, like, the typical, like, this is what white people or non-Latinos think of us, you know, is very important, I know, for me and for Benicio. You know, for us, it was a very important thing to show that side of us. You know, and so for Latinos to see it, the Blu-ray comes out January 5th.
Right.
I believe the digital download is
the 22nd, December 22nd.
December. Yeah. So to me, it's like, you know, a lot of people watch it that way. So, but as long as Latinos see it and know it just comes from a place of love and from a place of understanding, and, you know, just showing, you know, sometimes it's hard to show people what things were really like or the way things are really like. You know, I know there was something about, you know, people from Juarez wanting to boycott the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't understand that. I was like, you know what? It's like, you know, they think it hurts the tourism, but I'm sorry. It's like, you can't turn a blind eye and say that this is not happening. You know, I mean, my family's from Honduras, which is the homicide capital of the world. And I'm not going to say, hey, yeah, well, you know, all that's just, you know, BS. You should go diving. It's the best diving in the Western Caribbean. You know, never mind the bodies that you'll see on TV. I mean, you know, you gotta be realistic.
We've gotta
own it, because if we turn a blind eye and pretend it's not there, things don't change.
Exactly.
You know, if we keep pretending that this is not happening, and this is not happening to our culture, and this is not happening around us, you know, we have to be the agents of our own change. And, you know, we can't wait for no pun intended, white knight to ride in and save us. We've got to do this on our own.
Well, you know, our lives as Latinos, I mean, we're so complex. I mean, we come from so many different diverse backgrounds that, you know, you can't just, well, I, don't have to tell you this, but, you know, I mean, people look at us and just assume that we're all, todos somos lo mismo, you know? And
we're not.
We're not. We have many different reasons why we've come to this country and why we've left our homeland. I mean, it's so complex that, and it's true, I agree with you. We have to tell our own stories in the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole, like, to me, when you know, like, I have friends, African-American friends, who I was like, oh, did you see 12 Years a Slave? And they were like, no, I don't want to see that. It was like, so hard. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, this is like, wouldn't you want to know, like, the telling of, like, this story that's from the, basically from you, like, from an American history standpoint, part of your history. You know, and to me, I think the reason I think that Sicario to me is like the 12 Years a Slave of the drug war.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's brutal. It's brutal. It's unflinching. It means is to not make you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's to make you feel uncomfortable and say, look how horrible this was.
Yeah.
You know, or how horrible this is. And that's what provokes thought. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly.
It's easy to just whitewash these things and just make it seem very like, oh yeah, that happened. Remember that happened. But it's like, it's important to know aspects of how there's remnants of like how people think now that connect to the past. And it's important for us to see it. And for us, Latinos, it's important for us to know, you know, what's happening now here in this drug culture that's happening here because they don't cover it in on American news.
No,
you know,
the same way
they don't cover these stories. They just don't. They don't do it. Like the only time you see anything like that is when it's an enormous drug bust and there's like 7 tons of coke on a table and guns.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's going to be the portrayal of the people that they think is coming across the border because that's all they show. But they don't show like you know the thousands of people that have been killed at the border who don't want to be part of this, or you know the hundreds of people who disappear like within 6 months.
Oh,
they don't talk about those things, and because it's like people will start asking questions like, well, why does that happen? And it's because it's a systematic failure, and because the war on drugs just the way it's conceived and the way it's carried out just doesn't. And this is not a slight against law enforcement because they're just trying to do the best they can. These guys are like they've got their fingers in a dam, you know, and I think that's the problem. It's like you know they just send more fingers to stick them in the dam instead of trying to fix the dam. You know, and I think that, and that's the problem. And when you don't do that, it's a fundamental loss of respect to our law enforcement too. To just think that we just shuttle more guys down there, it'll just shore up, and that'll be it. You know.
No, I was gonna say. Unfortunately, I mean the kind of news coverage that we get nowadays, it's really hard to figure out exactly what is really news and what is entertainment.
Absolutely,
you know,
I absolutely agree.
I'm happy that the movie Sicario is as good as it is, and that more people will get to see it and hopefully kind of get a better understanding of how difficult this war on drugs is for so many, not just you know just a few, but for so many.
For some people it's a daily thing. They deal with it every day.
I wanted to ask you one more question, which has nothing to do with Sicario, but I just wanted to find out: are you done with the last ship, or what's going on?
No, we're back. We're in the middle of we are in episode 5 of season 3. We're doing 13, so we're like the middle. No, it's not out yet, we're shooting it.
Okay, alright.
We're shooting season 3.
Okay.
Season 3 is ridiculous. It's so good, it blows out. The first two seasons are going to seem like a different show.
Mm-hmm.
This season is so intense and dark, and it's really, really good. It's a really interesting season. I can't give away too much, except basically there's like three different storylines that we follow this season that intertwine into the show really well, executed really well by the writers, and I think people are going to be really, really surprised, because the show kind of takes a left turn, and you're like, okay, it's going to be like this now, you know, so I'm very excited. There's a lot, I'm doing a lot more than I have the first two seasons, which is great for me as an actor, but just in terms of story-wise,
right.
I think they've got all their ducks in a row, and they definitely found their voice, you know, this season.
Well, another congratulations on you on that, and...
Thank you.
Oh my God! Well, this was wonderful. Happy holidays, and I hope to see
happy
you.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas,
and all that good stuff. No coma mucho.
And all that good stuff. Sí, claro. Bueno, comerme un lechón asado con moros y cristianos y yuca con mojo and maduros and you know, everything, anything I can get a hand, and then you know. And then my girlfriend is half Jewish, so I made latkes the other day for the first time.
I saw the photos.
I'll have that with my models. I'll have latkes with my models.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, that's what makes us who we are. You know, a little
absolutely.
Of everything.
Everything. A little bit of everything, exactly.
Oh, como siempre. So I hope to see you soon. And congratulations again on Sicario, and hopefully there'll be a big hit with the Blu-ray and the HD, digital HD release.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much, Angelica.
Okay. Abrazos. Ciao.
Bye.